I'm Ken Hemmings, and he is Chris Lang, and welcome to another of these regular property briefings. Again, a warm welcome to you, Chris.
Thank you, and it's good to see you on this winter's morning.
You know, we haven't spoken for a while about the office markets around Australia, so I thought it might be helpful if you were to give us a quick update.
Well, Ken, that's a pretty simple question, but the answer is not quite as easy to give, and I'm not sure we've really got enough time to do justice to it in these podcasts. So what I might do is try and give you a thumbnail overview. I think there was a report done by one of the big four agents recently, and they had a graph that I thought was pretty good. So let me dig that out, and I'll put that up, or give it to you to put up under this podcast, which will probably give a better and easier to understand picture than me going into a lot of information here and now. So I think that would be the best way to go.
Tell me, are all capital cities travelling at the same pace?
Well, no, they're not really, because I mean, Melbourne and Sydney office are now starting to fill, whereas Perth's towers are rapidly emptying out. Business and government across Australia have leased more than 200,000 square metres in space over the six capital cities during the past 12 months. And that has overall dropped the national vacancy rate to about 11.5%. Now, they're not all moving at the same pace. I mean, at the moment, you know, Perth is really struggling. I mean, businesses, as a result of the resources boom coming to an end, not so much from the export point of view, but from the development and commencement of new mining activities. And that has meant that there's been about 50,000 square metres of space that businesses just quit and walked away from in the past 12 months. And that vacancy rate there has risen to about 17.5%, which is the highest it's been since 1999. So, you know, nearly 16 years. And as a result, their effective rents have dropped by about 15-16%. Over the 12-month period. So, you know, it's pretty gloomy there as far as Perth's concerned. Brisbane's not as bad, but it's certainly not in good shape. And it's going to be a few years, I think, before that, you know, will actually improve. So it's a very patchy market across Australia with the various capital cities all moving at different rates.
And what changes have there been in the take-up of space?
Well, as far as take-up's concerned, there's good momentum as far as Sydney leasing activity, particularly at the, you know, the quality space, and that is probably going to increase over this year, and certainly this financial year. And that also has meant there's been a fall off in the level of incentives that are being granted, and you're starting to see rents increased. And a lot of the confidence meters that people talk about, whether they're The Economist or I think Dexus have an office demand barometer, and they're all pointing to a uptick in activity in Sydney. And likewise, in Melbourne, there's been a positive uptake in space. The vacancy rate has risen marginally, although, interestingly, the rents in Melbourne have risen twice as much in the last 12 months over what Sydney has done. Like Melbourne rents are up 5% and a bit, whereas Sydney are about just over 2% increase. So while the vacancy rate has edged up slightly in Melbourne, and it's currently around 9.7, 9.8%, whereas Sydney is probably around 7.5%. But Brisbane, Perth, Adelaide and Canberra, you'll find all the underlying fundamentals are a lot weaker, and as a result, the gross effective rents have fallen there in the past 12 months. So I think the federal budget has helped, and for the first time in a couple of years, Brisbane has recorded a positive uptake in the last quarter, whereas Adelaide has gone a bit negative, and there's been a, as I said, a drop in rents in all the capital cities except for Melbourne and Sydney.
So presumably there are several markets which will continue to remain soft for a few years yet.
Yeah, look, I think Perth's the one that's really a worry. You know, a lot of downsizing has already occurred, and the biggest problem with Perth is that is the vacancy rate in the short term. As it's already about 17.5%. But the problem is there's another 135,000 square metres, or about 8.2% of total stock, that's going to come onto that market in the second half of this year. So it's going to push that vacancy rate out even further. And, I mean, Perth is struggling. Brisbane, yes, it had mining, but it's starting to see a bit of a turnaround. Its vacancy rate is up around the, you know, just over 10, maybe 10.5%. And yes, there is the vacancies, and there is some space, more space coming on the market. But over the next 2 or 3 years, you'll start to see that steady and then improve as far as the take up of space. And I think you'll start to see a bit of an escalation in rents. So it's really Melbourne and Sydney that are leading the way, and that's evidenced by the amount of funds flying in from Asia, just trying to secure as many CBD office buildings, because they see now with the, not only Australia, but the overall global economy starting to pick up, that it's a pretty safe haven for their fund. And so I would expect the vacancy rates in Melbourne and Sydney to really start to fall over the next couple of years, and that will have an effect on rents be increasing and yields also firming as well. And while we talk about the CBD markets, that will obviously flow out into the suburban markets and have an effect on price and rentals there as well. But as I said, let me dig out this table, because that will, I think, give you a pretty good idea of, A, what the vacancy rates are across all the capital cities, including Canberra, around Australia, and also the effect that in the economy is having on movements in rent, well, certainly over the last 12 months. And as I said, I think Perth is the one that's really going to suffer, because not only is the vacancy rate high even now, but just has to blow out even further. So hopefully that gives you a quick nutshell summary. And as I said, the chart that I'll give you to put up under this blog will really complete the picture. So I think if you look at the chart, as you listen to what I've been saying, then I think you'll really get a pretty good grasp of where things stand.
I feel it's always helpful to take a rain check on the various markets every now and then to make sure our listeners are kept up to date.
Yeah, I agree. And although we've only covered the CBD office markets today, they also serve as a good barometer to the various suburban markets as well.
Well, that update is much appreciated, Chris. So thank you.